Now let's go ahead and understand some examples of AI integration and healthcare value chain. Let's talk about research and development first. Drug discovery, AI accelerates the drug discovery process by analyzing vast data sets. We just spoke about it, how our data sets are analyzed, identified potential drug candidate and predict the efficiency and safety. It also talks about the complications, risk, benefits to the patient. A lot of clinical trials are happening throughout, which ensure, you know, which patients are to be targeted for clinical trial, how the data is analyzed, how we can reduce the cost. In manufacturing, it also helps us controlling the quality. AI systems monitoring manufacturing process. We spoke about how there are calibration monitors in the machines which help us calibrate and monitor the quality of the machines. And the same way, real-time detecting anomalies is done by calibrations and ensuring compliance with the quality standard. The supply chain management optimizes inventory management and predicts demand and identifies the potential supply chain disruptions. Now, let's take examples of few health delivery systems. In diagnostics, AI powered diagnostic tool analyze medical images and then the results can be interpreted by the AI itself. There are lab results which are, you know, collated accurately and early diagnosis can be done all with the help of artificial intelligence. The treatment plannings are done, the precision treatment plannings are done with the support of AI. We spoke about an example of chemotherapy given to a patient, radiotherapy given to a patient, and how we can give a focused treatment planning with the help of AI-based systems. Telemedicine. Yes, the telemedicine platforms are providing real-time system checking. A person in some corner of India can get treatment from a renowned doctor in an urban city with the help of telemedicine and virtual consultations. Public health, epidemiology. We spoke about a malaria outbreak in June in a particular location can be predicted before, and the team, public health team, can start working on the preventive action which will reduce the impact of such epidemics. AI-driven healthcare education system helped us in basically creating AI-based, you know, systems where we can do a virtual surgeries and get hands on the systems. Now let's see a few examples in the patient care. Remote monitoring, AI-enabled devices monitor patients' vitals and alert healthcare providers. There was a situation where a healthcare device saved a person's life. There was no one at home, and his monitoring device, there was a button which sent a message that his heart rate was not appropriate. He was in bradycardia, and the signs reached the hospital where it was getting monitored, and they sent an ambulance immediately and rescued the patient, and he got survived. So this is how remote monitoring works. Predictive analysis is done where patient's outcome and potential health risk are basically analyzed, and which helps in proactive interventions, and that will reduce health risk. This is how it works in patient care. Chronic disease management. Yes, it helps in chronic disease management by providing personalized care plans and monitoring patients' adherence. So now we have got apps where we have to, you know, they just give us reminder to take the medications, they monitor our heart rates, they monitor, when we need to go ahead with the investigations. So there is a certain data which is analyzed for us, and then it gives us a personalized plans accordingly. Use case examples of AI integration in administration is billing and coding. There are AI automates billing and coding processes, reducing errors and improves the efficiency. The AI healthcare electronic record systems by organizing and analyzing patient data for better decision making. It helps reduce the waiting time. It helps reduce the patients, ensure the patients get reports timely. Patient get reminders for their appointments. Patient get reminders when their reports are ready, which improves the patient care as well as it improves the patient's trust to the organization. fraud detection. So AI detects fraudulent activities in healthcare claims and billing. So because it ensures that the billing is taken care, it automates the billing, it audits the bills, it improves, reduces the risk, it also can detect the fraudulent activities. So now let's move ahead and understand the levels of healthcare. In first, let's talk about primary healthcare. Key characteristic of primary healthcare centers. So they are located within the communities, making them easily accessible. So primary healthcare centers are small centers and they are easily accessible to the patient. They include a wide range of services like vaccinations, basic medical care, or primary medical care. So when we talk about primary healthcare, it deals with primary medical care to the patient. So basic medical care is provided in primary health centers, basic health education is provided, and management of chronic condition is done. So continuity provides continuous and coordinated care over time, maintaining patients' records and history. Prevention actions, preventive measures, and health promotions to reduce the incidences of disease. So all this is taken care are key characteristics of primary healthcare. So primary healthcare works on the characteristics of accessibility, comprehensive care, continuity, and prevention and promotion. Now, what are the common services provided by primary health center? They provide general practitioner consultations, they make preventive screenings, they mention what are the common services provided at the primary healthcare centers? Primary healthcare center provides general practitioner's consultation. They provide preventive screenings like blood pressure check, cholesterol check, basic lab laboratory tests, immunizations and vaccination, management of chronic diseases like diabetes and hypertension, and health education and counseling. Counseling about epidemic, counseling about self-care, counseling about lifestyle management. All these services are provided by a primary healthcare center. So what are the indications here? So general practitioners, family physicians, nurse practitioners, and community health workers are the team involved in primary healthcare. Now that we have seen about primary healthcare center, let's go ahead and move to secondary healthcare center. So they provide the specialized care, which involves the medical specialties who provide expert consultation and treatment for specific health issues. Referral-based patients are usually referred to secondary care by the primary healthcare centers for further evaluation and management. Advanced diagnosis, access to more advanced diagnostic equipment and facilities are key characteristics of secondary healthcare. Common services provided by the secondary healthcare includes specialist consultation, hospital care and inpatient services, and advanced diagnostic tests, which includes your MRI, CT scan, specialized blood investigations, and PET scan. So all these are the services provided by secondary healthcare. And what are the specialties involved in the secondary healthcare? It is your medical specialties, it is your super specialties which are involved, such as cardiologists, neurologists, orthopedics. While in primary healthcare centers, the team includes the general practitioner. Here, the team includes much more medical specialties, upgraded medical specialties, specialized care by cardiologists, neurologists, orthopedic surgeon. It includes the radiologists, the emergency medical physicians, the ICU critical care physicians. So this includes the nurses, which are more trained in managing the emergency cases, the various departmental technicians, the radiologist, the hematologist. Now let's move ahead with the tertiary care. Tertiary care is a highly specialized healthcare setup, which involves highly healthcare specialized care for severe and the complex health condition. So when the patient is not managed by the primary healthcare, it is sent to secondary healthcare. And if the secondary healthcare has things that the patient needs more super specialized care or highly super specialized care, then the patient is transferred to the tertiary healthcare, which is equipped with advanced technology, utilize a cutting-edge medical technology and equipment. It comprises of facility which includes extensive, advanced diagnostic treatments and rehabilitation services. And, what are the services provided by? They do complex surgeries like organ transplant, cardiac surgeries, high-end surgeries, which robotic surgeries, intensive care units, cardiac care units, the transplant care units, specialized treatment centers like cancer treatment, bone units, advanced diagnostic and therapeutic procedures, rehab theories, radiological, high-end radiology services, radiology interventional treatments. So all these are included in the tertiary healthcare system, which you may not be able to see in the secondary healthcare or the primary healthcare system. So who are basically who provide these services? So they are super specialized doctors, super specialized healthcare team, super specialized nurses who have trained in advanced practices, clinical researchers. Then you have an extensive access to specialized care in tertiary healthcare system. Now levels of healthcare move to quaternary healthcare. The experimental and rare procedure involves experimental treatment, procedure not widely available. So quaternary care is a place where the rare procedures are done. They are research oriented, often provides research or academic in health centers. Their programs includes rare disease and condition. So there are a lot of research which is ongoing in quaternary healthcare centers. So role of AI at primary healthcare centers. So in primary healthcare centers, AI helps in analyzing medical images to detect abnormalities and assist in diagnosing conditions like fractures, tumors, and disease. For instance, AI can identify early signs of diabetic retinopathy in retinal scan, enabling timely treatment. We also spoke about tele-ICU, or teleconsultation, where the consultant or specialized consultant sitting in a secondary healthcare can have an access to the primary healthcare patient and decide whether the patient needs a treatment in the secondary healthcare or can continue in the primary healthcare with his own consultation. The triage and the symptom checker. So AI-driven triage systems and system checkers help prioritize patient care by accessing the severity to symptoms and suggesting appropriate triage systems and symptom checkers. So AI-driven triage systems and symptom checkers help prioritize patient care by accessing severity of symptoms and suggesting appropriate actions. For example, chatbots like Ada Health and Babylon Health provide patients with initial assessment based on their symptoms, guiding them to the right level of care. So now there has been an AI-based system where you can add your symptoms, and that particular bot gives you a suggestion for what investigations you need to do. So it's a form of around 10 to 15 questions where you mention what are the symptoms you are facing, and then it provides the investigation. And after your investigation, the same system guides you to the particular specialty, but it shows that which specialty you require, and accordingly you can be treated. And that also at the reference of a click or at your fingertips. The services at your fingertips. So personalized treatment plans. Yes, I gave you an example where a questionnaire is filled and it personalizes the care. It gives you the data, it analyzes the data, your genetic information, your factors involving, and then it recommends you medication, doses, investigations, guides you to the doctor, which will help you early detection of disease and improving the treatment outcomes. The role of AI at secondary level of healthcare. So medical imaging, like AI algorithms used to analyze medical images. We spoke about teleradiology, how it helps in high accuracy. We have precision radiology, where AI itself detects the disease anomalies in the investigation, and a message is sent to the patient to meet a doctor. The predictive analysis, where AI can predict patient outcomes by analyzing the vast data. We spoke about genome studies, where the lab, where the DNA test predicts whether a particular genetic disease we are going to, we have, you know, the chances to have the particular genetic disease, and that it also provides with a preventive action, and certain lifestyle modification can prevent that particular disease from occurring. Robotic surgeries, AI powered robotic systems enhance precision and control in surgical procedures. They help in reduced blood loss. They help in minimal scarring. It helps in better outcomes, reduce the infection rates, because the area which is exposed is very, very, very small. Clinical decision support. AI-driven clinical decision support systems provide healthcare professionals with evidence-based recommendation. So the system analyzes the patient data and offers insight on best treatment options, helping clinicians make informed decisions. The patient monitoring and management systems track vital signs and other parameters. You know, there is a hospital in Japan where you just have to enter the premises and the AI helps you do all the investigations. They check your blood pressure through robotic systems, and they help you, you know, the blood collection through a robotic machines. We have vein finders. So AI technology has improved too, which helps in minimizing the risk complications and improving the patient outcomes. It also helps in improving the operational efficiency by predicting patients' admission rates, managing bed occupancy, and streamlining workflows. The role of AI in secondary level healthcare doesn't end here. It just moves ahead. How it assists in pathologists diagnosing disease, biopsy images reviewing, improving the accuracy, reducing the diagnostic error. We spoke about calibration of the machines, laboratory machines, the diagnostic machines, where the AI can help us reduce the downtime, improve the efficiency of machine, and also help us reduce the errors. IBM Watson for Oncology provides oncologists with evidence-based treatment options by analyzing medical literature, patient data supporting personalized cancer treatment plans. Medtronic's Guardian Connect system continues glucose monitoring system that uses AI to predict glucose levels and alert patients with diabetes of potential highs and lows. Now, role of AI in tertiary level healthcare. Advanced diagnostics, personalized medicine, robotic assisted surgery. We have spoken all about there. So what else is included in the tertiary level healthcare? That is intensive care unit monitoring, intensive cardiac care unit monitoring. There are health systems we spoke about. Tele-ICU, where the patients in some rural area can get similar ICU or intensive care unit monitoring by a doctor in an urban area. AI also helps managing critical patients more effectively by improving survival rates and the outcomes. Drug discovery and development. It accelerates drug discovery and development process by analyzing vast amount of data. So a lot of data or a big data is analyzed. The algorithms can predict new compounds which will interact with the biological targets, reducing the time and the cost involved in bringing the new drugs to the market. So it helps in developing treatment for complex and rare disease. The role of AI at tertiary level of healthcare goes ahead with clinical decision support. AI-driven CDSS provides healthcare professionals with evidence-based recommendation for complex cases. The system analyzes patient data and medical literature to offer insights on best treatment option. It helps making informed decisions, reducing diagnostic errors and patient care. It improves in patient care. So remote patient monitoring and telemedicine, yes, we have spoken all about it. It enables patient monitoring and telemedicine services for specialized care. AI-powered platforms allow healthcare providers to monitor patient health remotely, track treatment progress, and provide virtual consultation. So we have spoken about IBM Watson for genomics, how the data is used, analyzed, and the disease can be prevented. Uses of AI to analyze CT scan for identifying large vessel occlusions in the stroke patient is another example of AI in tertiary care. Intuitive surgical Da Vinci system. It's a robotic system which enhances the precision of complex surgical procedures. Now that we have spoken about how AI is used in primary, secondary, tertiary care, let's go ahead and understand what are the challenges in AI adoption in healthcare. Yes, when we talk about the users, benefits, we spoke about how AI helps us in improving the patient outcomes. equally, we need to talk about the challenges, because there is not always a smooth way. There is always a hurdle. So let's understand the hurdle so that we overcome it. So healthcare organizations handle vast amount of sensitive data, patient data, making them a prime target for cyber attacks. There was news in 2 years back where a hospital's data, there was a cyber attack on the hospital data, and the cyber attackers threatened the hospital for some ransom amount against the data they had attacked. And that hospital, because the security systems were not good enough, that hospital had to pay, because a lot of patients' data was at a risk to the cyber attackers. So data security is one of a crucial part or a crucial challenge we face in AI adoption. The consequences of data breach can be severe. Like I gave you an example, the identity theft, the financial fraud, compromising patient care. So all these are the consequences of data breach. Security measures such as robust encryption techniques, access control, regular audits, employee training are part of things we need to do so we can overcome such challenges. Staying up to date with the latest regulatory requirements, stringent data governance framework, and advanced encryption measures can help us address data security concerns. Yes, we have to ensure the passwords are changed timely. We have to ensure that the advanced data is encrypted. So we have to ensure we are up to date with the government's regulations, and we have to ensure that we monitor our security measures are at. We also have to ensure while we plan for a disaster management, your data security should also part of your disaster management drill, so that we are prepared for such challenges when we face. So further, let's go ahead. Patient's consent and privacy. One of the foundation ethical concerns revolves around patient consent and privacy. The AI system often requires access to vast amount of personal health information to train algorithms and improve performance. So ensuring patients understand how the data will be used, and the securing the informed consents, especially in manner that respects the privacy and confidentiality, poses a significant challenge. So we all know we have always ticked mark this security, the information without even reading that. We haven't read the privacy and confidentiality note, which comes after we, get into a system. We just tick it mark and we just submit it by giving consent for the data usage, without knowing where the data will be used and whether it will be secured or not. So that is one of the challenges. The risk of data breaches and unauthorized access to sensitive health information adds a layer of concern regarding safeguarding patient privacy. Further, talking about the challenges, equity and bias. AI algorithms are only good as the data on which they are trained. Okay, so if the training data is biased or unrepresentative, AI system may perpetuate and even exacerbate existing healthcare disparities. So because AI algorithms are based on a data, they are trained on a particular set of data. So, sometimes that is one of the challenges which we see, because they just work on one track set. So AI system may perpetuate or even exacerbate existing health disparities. For instance, algorithm trained primarily on data from certain demographic groups may perform poorly for underrepresented populations, leading to unequal healthcare outcomes. Okay, so addressing these biases and ensuring equitable access to the benefits of AI in healthcare is a critical ethical challenge. So challenges ahead, let's talk about data quality, sufficiency, and accessibility. Yes, data quality matters a lot, and it is one of the challenges. We spoke about it in a previous slide, how a data inappropriate or incomplete data can impact the AI working. So AI system require large volume of data. to function, to improve the quality, and to make accurate predictions and recommendations. So healthcare data is also often fragmented across different systems and institutions, making it difficult to aggregate and use effectively for AI applications. Now, with you know a lot of companies coming in, there is a lot of fake data also created. So that fake data actually does not give an appropriate prediction. That actually overrules the predictions, right predictions, and can not give an appropriate recommendation. So it is more of data-driven system, and sometimes insufficient or inappropriate data will not give an appropriate prediction. Healthcare data may be insufficient, incomplete, or poor quality to train AI algorithms. The limitation may lead to flawed AI models, like I spoke right now, that, for example, there are 10 people who are supposed to fill a research form, okay, who need to answer 20 questions, okay. So I worked on a system which is PROMS, that is patient reported outcome measures. So I was working on the system. I developed an AI based system which will give me AI, which will give me a patient's inputs and can help me improve the patient's outcome. Okay, so there was a questionnaire made, fielded in the system. Using the AI system, the questionnaire goes directly to the patient, and patient has to click on those questions. But my limitation there were, okay, none of the patients, you know, very few of the patients completely filled the form. Many of the patients left questions empty. Many of the patients faked the answers because there was a lot of apprehension in writing the correct answer, though it was about their own health. So eventually, when when it showed me the details or the flowchart or the basically when it gave me an output, the output was not appropriate. When my team started connected, so I had built a system where there would be an automated calls provided to the patient if they would come under a certain category where they required urgent intervention by a clinical team. So there, a wrong call started going to the patient where because the patient had provided wrong symptoms and not appropriately filled the form or inaccurately mentioned their systems. So that there is where AI has the limitations which may lead to flaws and eventually decision making processes. So healthcare organization can address this by challenging implementing strategies to collect, store, and maintain high quality data. Later, we talk about interoperability issues. Interoperability issues include integrating AI into existing healthcare IT infrastructure and workflow often requires sharing data across various platforms and systems. For this purpose, they may often be need to modify existing systems processes to accommodate AI technologies, which may disrupt established workflow and require significant investment. So when we are talking about integrating AI into existing healthcare IT, there are existing softwares which are being used. And when we talk about integrating AI technologies, they may disrupt the existing systems, workflows. And then it also requires significant amount of investment to implement the AI technology. Ensuring secure transfer of data across the platforms while maintaining its integrity, confidentiality poses a significant challenge. Adopting standardized formats and protocols can facilitate data exchange, interoperability between the different systems and technologies. Collaboration between technology, vendors, and healthcare organizations is essential in developing interoperable solutions that seamlessly integrate AI into existing healthcare infrastructure. So now, going ahead, let's talk about accountability and transparency. Determining accountability for decisions made with the assistance of AI is a complex issue. The black box nature of many AI algorithms make it difficult to understand how decisions are made, raising questions about transparency and trust. Patient and practitioners must be able to trust the AI. See, it is a two-way trust. If the practitioners start trusting AI, the patient also need to trust AI. Otherwise, if they do not trust AI, eventually they may not go ahead with the AI. So regulatory compliance, healthcare organization must comply with strict regulation to protect patient privacy. I gave you an example of how there was a cyber attack on a patient's data in a hospital. Organization need to stay up to date with the latest regulatory requirements and implement measures to ensure compliance. This includes your adopting robust data security measures, transparency in AI-driven decision-making processes, and accountability for the outcomes of AI-driven decision. Yes, that's also important, being accountable for the outcomes. Furthermore, regular audits, training programs can help ensure the healthcare staff are aware and comply with the regulatory requirements. Acceptance and trust. We spoke about how healthcare professionals as well as patients are skeptical about AI's role in healthcare. Clinicians may fear job displacement, changes in workflow, or reduced autonomy, while patients may be concerned about lack of human touch. Healthcare also means human touch. There was an old saying where patient would mention that if this doctor just holds my hand to check my pulse, I feel better. So human touch is very much required when we need to cure the disease, and that is one, you know, concern by the patient. It is more of having the lack of human touch and potential privacy issues. That is also one of the challenges patient may face. Overcoming resistance to adoption involves effective change management strategies, education, and training. So now healthcare organization must involve frontline staff in implementation process, address their concern, and demonstrate the benefit of AI to encourage adoption. So when we talk about adoption of AI, you have to build a team, you have to involve each and every person in the healthcare organization to be part of the project, which is AI integration. Additionally, fostering a culture which embraces the innovation and continuous improvement can help overcome resistance to adoption. So now let's talk about implementation cost. Yes, we have spoken about the challenges, but now implementation of cost is also a big challenge. High initial investment costs are primary hurdle. Encompassing the procurement of AI systems, data management tools, computing, infrastructure, maintenance, staff training. Yes, it involves a lot of cost. Data collection and management requires substantial resources from collecting, cleaning, storing, protecting sensitive patient data, along with the development of algorithm to ensure the effectiveness and lack of bias. Additional integrating AI also into existing system, as we spoke before, training the healthcare professions, ensuring that they follow and accept the AI systems is also one of the regulatory, ensuring the compliance add to the financial cost. So training people, whether, you know, making them accept the system, it includes lot of cost. Lack of skilled personnel and training complexity. Acute shortage of professionals with necessary skills to develop, implement, and manage AI systems. Training and education programs are needed to build a workforce capable of, you know, managing the AI technologies effectively. So training is required, because now currently there may be very less people or less professionally trained people who can manage AI systems. You need to build a task force or a team who will be educated in the AI systems, who are well trained in the AI systems and can handle the technology well. So autonomy and human touch. Yes, we have spoken about it before, how human touch is important in healthcare. So AI integration raises concerns about potential erosion of patient autonomy and the value of human touch in healthcare. So human touch is very much important in healthcare. Patients connect to the doctors by that touch and has the trust in that doctor, which is built through that human touch, what they get, empathy, what an human can provide. So all these things are, you know, one of the challenges what an AI may face. So overtaking AI systems takes away human control, therefore loss of autonomy is one of the challenges. While AI can assist in diagnosis and treatment, it should not replace the patient-physician relationship, which is fundamental in healthcare delivery. As I told you, patient has a different trust in the physician, and you know, you cannot replace a physician by AI, but we have to ensure that we walk hands in hand, ensuring that AI support rather than undermines the patient autonomy and the personalized care provided by healthcare professional is more important ethical and integration concern. Thank you.